from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Showering in the dark and cereal for breakfast without coffee was the morning routine for a lot of people in the Melrose area of Timmins this morning. Power went off at about 4:30 and didn't come back on until mid-morning. Hydro One says 2,465 customers were affected. Two other smaller outages in Pottsville and down Pine Street South affected 20 customers each. An outreach specialist with the Ministry of Natural Resources and Forestry concurs with the OPP. Be extra vigilant for moose on the road in low light periods this time of year. And don't approach a moose. Bill Foy says the majestic wild animals want to avoid human contact.
No matter how friendly it appears, the ministry would recommend that no one should ever approach a moose. Moose are capable of finding natural foods on their own, so they should never be fed by being provided with non-natural foods from humans.
That disruption to their diet could do more harm than good. And Foy reminds us that a moose is a large wild animal capable of defending itself if it feels threatened. Aside from needing more farmers as vendors, the new location and the almost ready pavilion for the Mountjoy Farmers Market are making it more popular than ever. Porcupine District Agricultural Society President Rock Wissell is seeing great acceptance that he attributes to that. He says every time something is posted online, it gets shared several times.
So I think all this publicity and everything that we've been putting together is really showing that the community wants this and that they're going to be supporting us.
The first market day is June 17th. It still needs more farmers to sell their produce to reach the required 50% under insurance and Ontario Farmers Market Association requirements. Federal Justice Minister David Lametti has introduced long-awaited amendments to Canada's bail system. The bill would amend the criminal code to create a reverse onus provision for a variety of offenses, which the country's 13 premiers and territorial leaders have been calling for months. Those include repeat offenders, specific firearm offenses, and intimate partner violence. It would also require the court to consider whether an accused person has any previous convictions involving violence and to include in the record a statement that the safety and security of the community was considered. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.